Neither Here Nor There, written by Bill Bryson and read by William Roberts.
William James describes a man who got the experience from laughing gas. Whenever he was under its influence, he knew the secret of the universe. But when he came to, he had forgotten it. At last, with immense effort, he wrote down the secret before the vision had faded. When completely recovered, he rushed to see what he had written. It was, "A smell of petroleum prevails throughout." Bertrand Russell, A History of Western Philosophy. Chapter 1. To the North. In winter, Hammerfest is a 30-hour ride by bus from Oslo. But why anyone would want to go there in winter is a question worth considering. It is on the edge of the world, the northernmost town in Europe, as far from London as London is from Tunis, a place of dark and brutal winters where the sun sinks into the Arctic Ocean in November and does not rise again for 10 weeks. I wanted to see the northern lights. Also, I had long harbored a half-formed urge to experience what life was like in such a remote and forbidding place. Sitting at home in England with a glass of whiskey and a book of maps, this had seemed a capital idea. But now, as I picked my way through the gray, late December slush of Oslo, I was beginning to have my doubts. Things had not started well. I had overslept at the hotel, missing breakfast, and had to leap into my clothes. I couldn't find a cab, and had to drag my ludicrously overweighted bag 8 blocks through slush to the central bus station. I had had huge difficulty persuading the staff at the Kreditkassen Bank on Karl Johans Gate to cash sufficient traveler's checks to pay the extortionate 1,200 kroner bus fare. They simply could not be made to grasp that the William Maguire Bryson on my passport and the Bill Bryson on my traveler's checks were both me. And now here I was arriving at the station 2 minutes before departure, breathless and steaming from the endless uphill exertion that is my life, and the girl at the ticket counter was telling me that she had no record of my reservation. "This isn't happening," I said. "I'm still at home in England enjoying Christmas. Pass me a drop more port, will you, darling?" Actually, I said, "There must be some mistake. Please, look again." The girl studied the passenger manifest. "No, Mr. Bryson, your name is not here." "But I could see it even upside down. There it is, second from the bottom." "No," the girl decided. "That says Bernt Bjornsson. That's a Norwegian name." "It doesn't say Bernt Bjornsson. It says Bill Bryson. Look at the loop of the Y, the two L's. Miss, please." But she wouldn't have it. "If I miss this bus, when does the next one go?"
"Next week at the same time."
"Oh, splendid. Miss, believe me, it says Bill Bryson."
"No, it doesn't."
"Miss, look. I've come from England. I'm carrying some medicine that could save a child's life." She didn't buy this. "I want to see the manager."
"He is in Stavanger."
"Listen, I made a reservation by telephone. If I don't get on this bus, I'm going to write a letter to your manager that will cast a shadow over your career prospects for the rest of this century." This clearly did not alarm her.
Then it occurred to me, if this Bernt Bjornsson doesn't show up, can I have his seat?
"Sure."
"Why don't I think of these things in the first place and save myself the anguish?" "Thank you," I said, and lugged my bag outside. The bus was a large double-decker, like an American Greyhound, but only the front half of the upstairs had seats and windows. The rest was solid aluminum, covered with a worryingly psychedelic painting of an intergalactic landscape, like the cover of a pulp science fiction novel, with the words Express 2000 emblazoned across the tail of a comet. For one giddy moment, I thought the windowless back end might contain a kind of dormitory, and that at bedtime we would be escorted back there by a stewardess who would invite us to choose a couchette. I was prepared to pay any amount of money for this option, but I was mistaken. The back end and all the space below us was for freight. Express 2000 was really just a long-distance lorry with passengers.